I don't know if you noticed, but the last couple weeks I knew Bruce was coming. I was throwing him an alley-oop, amen, with what we were going over. And it just worked perfectly with Pentecost coming in and Shavuot, amen. Now Bruce would come here and we would start working and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most of you have been. You know, in Luke 4:18 it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives." In Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So tonight and this week, the rest of our lives, it's not about chasing emotion. Do you understand? That we're here to lift up Jesus. Amen. It says when you lift up Jesus, he would draw all men unto you. Amen. That it's not us, but the power working inside of us. Amen. And let me tell you something. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling in you if you've received them. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if you guys know, Bruce is here. We're going to be here all week. We are taking up a love offering during the service or after the service. There's a box back there. There's two plates right here. If you guys want to give a love offering for Bruce, it'd make you throwing seed into good ground. Amen. That's good ground. God will not be mocked. Whatever man soweth, he shall reap. Amen. Praise the Lord. And something about this house that's beautiful. This is such a giving house. I don't know if you guys know it, but this is a giving house, amen. That's something to be proud of, I'm telling you. This is a giving house, and it's beautiful. So I know I don't have to try to encourage you too much because you guys already do it, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm really looking forward to what's about to come forth. And I hope you guys would expect with me, amen. Be expecting with me. And try to not let your carnal mind get in the way of what's about to happen this week. Amen. And this shift that's been, I've been saying there's been a shift. You guys remember I'm saying there's a shift coming. Amen. So what we're shifting into, amen, this is just the beginning. God is going to do so much through this house. Amen. And each one of you. Praise God. Father God, Lord, we thank you, God. I ask that you would put a double portion upon Bruce right now, Father God. That you would give him a fresh wind, Father God. That you would stir up inside of him, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for this service, God, just giving us the opportunity to partake with you, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory. Holy Spirit, we say thank you, God. Wreck us tonight, Holy Spirit. Wreck us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on, Bruce. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Well, hello, Liberty.
Hello.
You guys doing good? It's been a couple. You know, it's actually been a couple of years since I've been here. I wanted to bring the whole family. I want to thank everybody first before we get going. I want to just kind of tell you what's going on with Hannah. She's doing really good. She's been in remission for over 3 years. She's off all immunosuppressants. We were in the hospital 10 days ago or so. What's happening is her body, when the disease hit her, she bled in her lung and it filled up the bottom lobe on the left side. And so the blood killed the tissue. And now what's happening is the body's trying to repair itself, you know? It's a testimony to how God designed us. You know, we were made in an image. And if he's a creator and a maker, then your body is a creator and a maker. Why? Because we came out of the heart and mind of God. Ooh, man. You know, I'm really feeling the presence of God in this place. And so I'm just telling, I was just sharing with Jesus, just don't let me mess this up, you know. But so Hannah is doing really well. We wanted to come, but then we thought we better not. Even though we're out and things are good, she's back at work doing all her 19-year-old stuff. And I just, you know, want to thank everyone for your prayers. You know, prayer's power. Right? And so that's Hannah. So we, you know, I don't have to tell everybody individually. But today, the song list was perfect today, right?
Yes, it was.
Because today I want to talk to you about what happens after you receive your miracle this weekend. What do you have to do? Now there's a lot of body parts that need to be healed in this room tonight. So basically, this is how you get healed. You forgive, even the ones that you've forgiven 20 times,
That's right.
Or 200 times, and then you come down here in faith. And what's faith? Well, I'm going to show you a little bit about what faith is. But all you need to do is believe that Jesus is your healer. That's it. You don't have to stir up anything.
That's right.
All you have to do is believe. That's how baby Christians get healed. They just take God at his word.
Amen.
They just get out of the way. So I don't want you coming up here with your faith. I want you coming up here with your belief of the word of God. Yeah. You understand the difference? Your faith is in the Lord. Just come up here believing Jesus is who he says he is. That's it. Don't come up here trying to stir any of your faith up, okay? People say, got to have faith to be healed. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. There are some flash drives in the back. There's crazy material on them. And there's a healing book and a deliverance book. I combined it. It's on a PDF. And then I did a deliverance manual. It's 353 or 73 pages. There's 52 subjects. It's a year course. It covers everything that I've ever learned in deliverance over 28 years. And then there's a healing manual on that flash drive that is 26 courses, so it's a half a year, and it's basically everything I know about divine healing. So it's to buy it from off of Amazon here in about a month or so, it's going to cost you $100. Today it's $50 on a flash drive. And you just download it. I suggest you download it not only on your computer, where's Fred, but on your external drive too, bro. That's an inside joke. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. After you receive your miracle, that means you're going to come down here already forgiven, already having taken forgiveness, laying it all aside, and then you're going to just say, Brother Bruce, pray for this. Okay? I'll give you a few examples. God wants to heal allergies in this room tonight. There's a hip problem. There's a knee problem. There's a back problem. God wants me to pray for Jeremy that his body will never hurt again. Never hurt again. Or Jamie, I'm sorry. Good grief. That your body would never hurt again.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes. Because you're going to do things, you're going to learn things tonight that you don't have to, you just speak. You just do. Okay? God's the one that, sometimes too much has been placed on the body of Christ instead of receiving your miracle and being drawn closer to Christ. A miracle is an invitation to a deeper relationship with Christ. That's what a miracle is. That's what a healing is. That's what a deliverance is. It's just not the touching of the body. But when you look into healing, God wants to heal you spirit, soul, and body. He wants your spirit to be strong and healthy, full of faith. He wants your soul to be renewed, to be touched, to be healed. He wants your body to respond. You know, 3 John 2, as your soul prospers, so does your body. He wants your body to be healed. So tonight, we're going to look first at Luke 17, verses 15 through 19. Miracles and healings, there seems to be an uptick in the spirit world. He's fine. Don't worry about it. He can crawl around or whatever. I'll just dodge him. There's an uptick going on, and I think, in my opinion, my opinion is God is trying to awaken the body of Christ to who they are. And that's what we're going to talk about Friday night. God gave me a message. I was going to preach something else. And he gave me a message this morning about who you are. About who you are. And it's not the normal who you are. It's the power that God has placed in you. And we're going to talk about that Friday night. Luke 17, verses 15 through 19. Now, I'm reading out of the English, not the English Standard Version, but the English version, I believe. And one of them, because I didn't write it down on my notes, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, now we're talking about the lepers, right? Returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Now he's a leper. If you read just a verse or two back, they're standing from afar. They're standing from afar, and they get Jesus' attention. So the first thing that a miracle will do is draw you closer to Christ. It's an invitation to become closer to Christ. Because the law says you can't, I think it's 100 feet or whatever it is, you have to stay that far away if you're a leper. When you get healed this weekend, it's an invitation to deepen your relationship with Jesus. That's how you keep your healing, just one way. Not only was it an invitation, but notice Jesus says they were crying. They were getting his attention. A lot of times God already has he has our attention by prayer. And things like that. So, but we're still far away. So what we get into this place where we're not exactly sure if he's hearing us. But then he turns his attention. And I really believe something is going to happen in this room starting tonight. Headaches. I can feel a headache, right? If you suffer from mild headaches from time to time, God wants to heal you. Not only is it an invitation, but there is an intention of God hears you. And then he speaks to them and he says, go show yourselves. Go. And they go. And the Samaritan returns to Jesus and says what? Jesus says, were there not 10 of you? But he fell down at his feet. See, that's part of when you walk out of your healed tonight. When you walk out of here and you receive your healing tonight, the very first thing that you do when you get in your car is to praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's only one person going to heal you tonight.
That's right.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Right? The power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come on you. Yes. But it is the name of Jesus that activates it.
Amen.
Name. So it draws people to, and Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Well, where did faith start? It wasn't that he had faith when they walked, because that's later about faith. Faith started to cry out. That's where faith starts. Faith starts trying to get Jesus' attention. When you feel the presence of God in your room, in your life, you have Jesus' attention. You have his attention. And all things are possible in the presence.
Amen.
That's where everything starts. It starts in the presence of God. Jesus was there. They recognized his presence. They called out to him. And he spoke to them. And he commanded them to go. Tonight, if you feel that unction, you need to get up out of your chair and walk down here and be healed. Okay? Once the presence of God starts moving, once the first person gets touched by the power of God, it should be like piranha. The people should press on that presence. Press on that anointing. Press. I'm just a guy. You're going to come into a realm. And you're going to step into a realm. And when you step into that realm, you could be on the other side of the room. But once you step in there and you start to feel the heat come on your body, or you start to feel the shaking and trembling, or you start to feel that cold chill running through your body, then you know, I could be on the other side of the room praying for you. I'm just kind of like a coach. You could be standing over here. I'm over there. Right, Riley? And you just get up and you start walking. You start moving your arms. You start doing whatever. I don't have to pray for you. When Jesus is in the room, it's on. It's on. We're having the last three or four services. We've had such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we've had to throw the program out the window. Yeah, we've skipped worship. We've skipped messages. We've skipped the whole thing. You know, and we laid on the floor and on the carpet and soaked in the presence and, you know. If you're spiritually, if you need to be spiritually awakened, this is the weekend. This is the weekend. Okay. Jesus says, were there not nine? Was there not nine? Return. Return. Where are you that you kind of feel like, this is kind of hard, I guess, but where are you with Christ that you know you want to do something for him, you want to get closer to him, but you seem to battle it? Return. Return. Okay? So it's more about the relationship than it is about anything. So my first point tonight is miracles reveal the active government of God. When the power of God starts to flow, a government is in the house.
Daddy.
Amen. Yeah. Prophesy. And the government of God, wants to rule. And you could be in your chair and allow the government to get on you. And then it's over. It's over. All you have to do is do an act of faith. Return. Worship. Thank the Lord. Be grateful. Draw nearer to Him. When you call out and that presence comes, you've been invited. So not only is there an active government of God looking to invade human need, there's a mercy, there's an authority, and there is a supernatural power. The mercy of God meeting human need. Stand up, stand up. You guys are a little bit tired. If you're not falling asleep, bro, just shake it off. I'm only going to preach for about another 15 minutes. This weekend is about business.
Amen.
It's about transaction. Really. I didn't come to preach. You got Pastor Jeff every Sunday to preach the gospel to you. My job is to minister. It's one thing. I'm telling my people, it's one thing to preach the gospel to you. It's another thing to minister to the gospel to the body of Christ. Oh, ha ba 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 ha sa ta 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 ha sha te. Ora da ba 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 ha sa. Ooh, man. Ooh, whoa. Watcher. Oh, whoa. Hera da ba suku. Fred, where's Fred? Okay, who's the catchers tonight? Jamie. I love it. So if I actually say, watch this person, that means get over there quickly. Okay. Not only if you feel like you're awake, go ahead and sit down. Point number two. Whew. Point number two, God heals the sick. He breaks bondage. He restores strength. He opens blind eyes. He brings a person out of spiritual captivity. All of that, all that's going to happen is all about God's reign. Hey, here you go, bro. All about God's reign. As you can tell, I'm a little looser this time, and I really feel a hip in here tonight. Who's got a hip problem in here tonight? Who? Anyways, it reveals God's reign. Yet the day after a miracle is the most important moment in your personal spiritual journey. It will determine if it stays or not. I've seen people come back and say, it came back, it's back. They didn't understand that healing was an invitation to go deeper with Jesus. Right, we walk from faith to faith, right? And glory to glory. The thing is, notice it says faith to faith. That means there is a progressive faith. And then it says glory to glory. So there's the glory of the new birth, being birthed into the kingdom. But then there's other faiths that bring other glory or other realms of God into your life. And what we're needing in the body of Christ is more realms of God in the church.
Amen.
More realms of God in the church. If you're doing the same thing you were a year ago, I suggest it's time for change.
Come on. Come on.
That goes for me too.
Yeah.
It's time where I haven't met anybody that looks like Jesus, you know? So we're all going through this transformation. We call it sanctification in theology. We're all justified at salvation.
Yes.
But there is a sanctification. But guess what the other leg of theology is? It's called glorification. And glorification is a process. It is what we will be in some form or image of Christ, completely without sin. So I'm suggesting that as we go from justified faith to sanctified faith, we start to experience glorified faith, or how about this? We start to live out of the age to come. Healing is for this age, but it comes from a realm that was paid for on the cross. Do you know when Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren? Most people get that completely wrong. What he means is not only is he the firstborn of all creation. In other words, I'm God. Jesus, God. But he's also the firstborn of the realm to come. He's not only Lord in this realm, in this evil age, but he's also the firstborn, the first person to fully, to fully experience the age to come. So in him, now I feel it kicking. I've been waiting for this. Now you're experiencing the age to come. When you feel the presence of God, you're not in this world. You are here physically, but spiritually, you are feeling another world trying to grab a hold of you. Another government trying to grab a hold of you. To govern your thinking. To govern who you are. And when that starts to happen, prayer starts to be answered faster. The Christian life starts to get a little bit easier. We do have trial and tribulation. There's no way out of that. As long as there's sin in our body, we're going to have it. However, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, is overcoming it. It overcomes it. In other words, whatever the government of this evil age is trying to do, we have inside of us a government that trumps that. That's already defeated it. Defeated it. Almost done. Are you guys okay? Yet the day after the miracle is the most important. I want to say that one more time. It's the most important in your journey to healing. Because so much of keeping your healing is how you respond spiritually to the Lord that healed you. Respond to Jesus. Divine healing must lead to deeper surrender, is my point. It must lead to deeper surrender. And whatever that surrender is, you have to recognize it and you have to stand up to it and you have to defeat that giant. You have to defeat it. You cannot go back to the same cycles. The hardest cycle to break is right there in your own house. Your own atmosphere that you used to live in. That's the hardest cycle. Why? Because that's your comfort zone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's where self rules. Healing is not only about the body being restored. It's about the whole person. The whole person. The minute you get healed this weekend, I suggest you go, every one of you sign up and go through inner healing with Fred.
Agreed.
Seriously. It's not about going through inner healing, going through deliverance, going through, prayer team or whatever. What it's about is drawing closer to Christ. Amen. It's saying, Lord, I'm thankful. And I want you not only, I want you to heal me so this thing never touches my body again. Amen. Never touching my body again. Last scripture. Luke 18, 35 through 45, 43. Luke 18, 35 through 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting on by the roadside begging. And when he heard the crowd going by, he asked, what was happening? And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And when they told him that, what happened? They cried out. He cried out. And what does he say? He calls him basically the Messiah. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. In other words, let your government come, hear my cry, and invade my human need. That's what you're coming down here for tonight. You're coming down to ask God to invade your human need. We like to say we're strong Christians and full of faith, and we are. But if we're honest with ourselves, we have weakness in our carnal nature. We have weakness. We're susceptible to negative emotions and different things that happen to us in this world. There's this weak. We need Him to fix that. Right? The Holy Spirit says, Bruce, I'm going to be open and honest with you. The Holy Spirit says, you know all the miracles that you've been that's been happening over the last 3 or 4 weeks? He says, you can never argue with your wife again, because arguing with your wife, you can't have the realm that you're stepping into. You got to have peace in that realm. So anytime I feel anything, I just say, hey, honey, I'm feeling something. So either take me through inner healing and or we switch the subject. So I have refused this last almost 30 days. I have refused an argument with my wife, and I is about 3 minutes long. And then we're back to normal. Guess what? It's 3 minutes. And I look at human suffering, and I said, who's going to pay the price? Who's going to do that? And if I don't do it, if I do it, then maybe you'll want to do it. It's not about me. It's about trying to multiply. Multiply. Okay. So he was passing by, he called out, he called him the Son of David or the Messiah, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him. They rebuked him and told him to be quiet. It's amazing, right? What people will say to you, or how about this? What you'll say to yourself. What you'll say to yourself. What happens if you don't get healed until Sunday morning this week? Will you continue to press until you get what you say? Yes. Will you continue to call out? Yes. When you come up here, I want you to have a heart and a desire to not only be healed, but to go deeper with Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we've done all the touches and the fire and all this stuff, but this time I'm different now. It's different for me. I'm trying to awaken a church that is supposed to usher in one of the greatest revivals that's ever supposed to hit mankind. And how can that happen if we are not pressing in with Jesus.
Right.
How can that happen? You think that God is going to open the door to a bunch of broken people and stuff? No. No. God, He can do anything. I get it. I get that. But what I'm saying is, if my heart is for Him, and your heart is for Him, you can be used.
Amen.
You can be used as you're getting fixed yourself.
Yes.
Just like I'm getting fixed.
Yes.
See? When God says, look, you want you want tumors and goiters and broken bones and what else has happened in the last few weeks? All kinds of stuff has happened. Whoa, Jesus. But you can't argue with your wife. There's a condition to the miracles.
Right.
In other words, I'm supposed to be obedient to my master.
Yes.
I don't get to choose what I want to do. I have to choose what he says for me to do.
Come on.
And he put a condition. He says, no more arguing with your wife. Now, that's me. That's not, whatever you guys are doing. What's he telling you? What's he telling you? Let me finish. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. Man. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want to do? What do you want me to do for you? Isn't that amazing? Jesus already knew. What did he do? Faith cried out from blind eyes and a testimony from somebody else. Jesus of Nazareth walking by. He couldn't see him. He could just hear the noise. All he could do was hear the noise, but he couldn't see. So he had to ask. He had to inquire. And then what happened? They said Jesus is walking by. Faith rose up in him. And that place of crying out brought him to the feet of Jesus. Brought him right there. And he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Not because there's faith there. Faith cried out. Are you ready to cry out tonight?
Yeah.
Let's put your Bibles underneath. Close your Bibles. That's all I'm doing tonight.